Okay, the Gemara says here on Kukov Zion in the Bays, it says, Amar B'yechanan, Amar B'nihu, because of Amar Abdihu, Eno Neman. B'yechanan says, if a guy says that this is my son, and then he backs out of it and says, this is my Eved, he's not believed. So the Rashbam writes, the Chazar Vamra Abdihu, Bain Bitoch Kede Dibor, Bain La'acher, Zman Amar Kain, I'll also Shomer Lov Mischila Bini. So, the Rashbam writes that you're not believed even to be Chazar Bo Toch Kede Dibor. And this seems to fly in the face of the Gemara on Kufchav Tesamid base. Running on the Kuf Lamed Aleph, this is the Hilchosa, Toch Kedei Dibur, Kedibur, Domei Labar, Mei Ovedes Chavim, the Kedushin. We paskin that Toch Kedei Dibur is Kedibur, Domei, except with these exceptions. So, this Gemara is not one of those exceptions. So why is it that the Rashbam says you can't be Chozobo? In fact, the tour is Cholek on this Rashbam, and says that you can be Chozer Bo, Tokede Dibor, in Simin Reishin and Hay, and he argues on this Rashbam. So what is the pshat in this Rashbam that he says you can't be Chozer Bo, Tokede Dibor? It's mamish against the din later on. And the tour, it's interesting that I think the tour is the only Rishon that argues, but it's pretty strong that it's against the Gemara later on at Kuf Chav Tesamid base. So how are we going to fend for that? So I think to fend for that, this Rashbam, maybe we have to get a little bit background in Tokedi Dibor, and then maybe we can plug it back in what the teretz is to this kash, what the pshat is in the Rashbam. The Gemara later on here on Chav Tesamid base says that Tokeh de Dibur is Kedibur Domi. So the Ramban here on Kuf Chav Tesamid Beis quotes that the Pshat in Tokeh de Dibur, he quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that there was a Takanas Chachamim made that when you buy an object in a store and you see a Rebbe there, you want to greet him and say, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umori. And you want to be able to still be back out on the purchase while still greeting your Rebbe. So they made a takana that until after Tokede Dibor, you could still be Chozer Bo. And this was the Svara of Tokede Dibor. That's what Rabbeinu Tam writes. And he writes it's a takana Sechamim. Then the Ramban writes, in B'Shem the Rav Av Beis Din, a different shot in Tokede Dibor, and that is, he quotes the Gemara, the Mishnah, in Maseches Brachos, that says you can show them the year in the middle of Kriya Shema. And if you ask the president, president of the United States, how he's doing, or some king, you could go back to Kriya Shema. And that is the Dimyon to Tokede Dibor. So what is the alumnus behind that Ramban? And that is that the pshat is you make a statement with a period, and Tokede Dibor means you have an extension of that statement, no matter what. The amount of time it takes to say 3 seconds, whatever the time period might be, but Rabbeinu Tam, the first approach is that Tokede Dibor is a schus chazara. You're given the privilege to retract, and you want to have the ability to greet your Rebbe, and you want to still be able to retract. Whereas according to the Ramban B'Shem Ravid, the pshat is different, and that is that it is considered to be a extension of your statement. But both the Ramban, both the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rav Avez, and say it's a takanas chum. They say it beferish. Ron Zweig Shlita once said, you know, whenever you have a lot of these dinim and shas with a kafa dimyon, do you take it elastically or do you take it literally? So we could say that maybe here the first approach is that it's not literal. You have an extent. You have the schus chazara, and the other approach is that tok kedei dibur, the kaf adin, is literal. I have an extension of 3 seconds to my statement, my sentence, and therefore it's mamish literal. There might be a third approach to Tolkien Dibor, and that is that before we introduce that, I want to point out that these two approaches go well with the exceptions in the Gemara, because the Ran in the Dorim on Daf Pechesem et Aleph claims, and we'll see, God, where he argues and claims that Tolkien Dibor is a Din D'Oraisa. But he says that these four areas, Kedushin, Gerushin, Negadif, and Avodah Zarah, are so, so serious, a guy would be Gomer Das, and he does not get a Schus Chazara. Because these areas are so, so serious, you're not given that Schus Chazara. So that Svar of Schus Chazara could be set on a level of the Araisa. As we said, Rabbeinu Tam said, it's Durabanan, but Iran is using that Svar of the Araisa. And he says, by those four, you weren't given that Schus Chazara because it's Mestabir that you were Gomer Das. However, the Rashbam here on the bottom learns that this whole din, and on the top, learns all this whole din is a Durabanan, is a Churma Midurabanan. And the fact that you have a Kedushin, he claims it's a Suffolk Kedushin. He says on the bottom by Avodah Zarah, it's a Chumra. And therefore, it's considered to be, maybe the Rashbam holds like the second approach, that Tolkien Dibor is an extension of your statement, no matter what area it might be. No matter what area. Yeah, we're gonna get to it, okay? I just want to set up the... Let me get to it, okay? So what I'm saying from the Rashbam is the Rashbam holds that no matter what, Tolkien Dibor is an extension of your statement, and since it's an extension of your statement, no matter what area it might be, you should get that extension. And Lamaisa, you don't get this extension by these 4 years, that's a Chumra Midrabanan. So that is, I think that concretizes the two approaches to Tolkien Dibor. I want to introduce a third. I can't hear you, Ellie.
Sorry, I wanted to ask on the way around the Rabbeinu Tam.
Let's go by, okay? Maybe we'll answer your kasha, okay? Okay, we'll get to Harusa's, okay, Blinetta. Okay, I want to introduce a third, but the third svara for Tolkien Dibor, a third approach to Tolkien Dibor, could be understood in two ways. The Gemara has a case of Mitzi and Daf Chof Ches, where one of the Amoraim lost a donkey, and then they found it, and they came to one of the Amoraim, and he said, okay, it could be yours, just prove to me you're not a Ramai, you're not a tricker. So the Gemara says, he brought two Aidim, and he said to them, tell the Beis Din that I'm not a tricker. And they said, you're a Ramai. He said, what? And then a second later, they said, no, we meant to say, you're not a Ramai. So the Gemara says, lo mistabra inchi, l'maisi chovase del nafshe. It's not mistabra, a guy's going to bring Adam against him to make himself look bad. So the Gemara says, therefore we believe them. So frek the Ritvader, why can't you just say, tochen e dibor ke dibor domi? Why did the Gemara have to come on and lo mistabra inchi, chovase del nafshe? So therefore, he wants to say the Ritvader that you're not given tochen e dibor if you're being chosen because of yirin, out of fear. So, Lomaisa, therefore you have to command Lomistabin Shechavasal and Afshe. So again, I think you could say one shot in the Ritva is that it's a Schus Chazara, but you're not given that Schus Chazara when it's you're to be chazing out of Yirith. That's the one shot. But the other shot, which I want to introduce as a third approach now in Tolkien Dibor, is that it's Alts Tos. And that Tolkien Dibor might be, Lamais, you're trying to say the first statement I made was a mistake. But as the Or Sameach says, if that mistake is pointed out by someone else, that's not a real tos, which one could argue on. But Lamais, he claims if it's a real tos, it has to come from yourself. If someone else is pointing it out to you, that's not a real tos. Where does this come up? The Rambam has a lashon in Perek Beis Halacha Yud Zayin in Hilchos Shvuos. I want to read you the lashon. Misha nishba vayapiv libo shavim b'shvuah v'achar shenesar chazer bo miyad v'tochid edivor v'kidei shiyomer tamad l'rav shomol lecha revi v'ra einzu shvuah o nichamti o chazarti v'kiyotzebo b'tvarim elu shenyanim shittar mashasar harin zumutu v'nekra shvuah shezed doma l'toa. Rambam writes a kimat b'feirish shezed doma l'toa. So that would be a third approach to Tochid Edivor. And in the next halacha, the Rambam, there's a machlekes Rambam Ravid, if other people say Chazor Bacha, the Rambam writes, you can be Chazor Bo Tochid Edivor, and the Ravid says you cannot. So, what is the Rambam Ravid talking about? So the Kesef Mishnah says that we're talking about a situation of Tochid Edivor. So what's the Chiddush? Actually talking about Tochid Edivor. So it could be, the pshat might be that the Rambam, if you learn like the Kesef Mishnah, that was Tochid Edivor, maybe the machlokes is in a situation where you are being chozer because of someone else. Were you given that ability to be chozer bo Tochid Edivor or not? That's the machlokes here between the Rambam and the Ravid. And the Rambam is saying that, in fact, you can, Lamaisa. You can, you have the ability to be chozer bo. He's arguing, like we had said, that even if someone else points out the tallest, you can do it. And the Ravid is saying no. Meaning to say that the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid, Lamaisa deals with that situation similar to that Ritva. The Vilna Gaon and Reish Yud in Yordaya is Masber the Rambam that you were chozer bo after the other guys pointed out to you. After Tochid Edivor of them, and the Chiddush of the Rambam says that's considered to be good. Halacha lamaisa. That's considered to be good. Tochid Edivor of them, of the other guys, and the Ravid says that that's wrong. But lamaisa, if you learn like the first shot that it's within Tochid Edivor, maybe you could say the Rambam lamaisa is pilpling with that, arguing, he's arguing with that Ritva, and the Ravid's holding like that Ritva, that lamaisa, can you have a tallis pointed out by someone else and because the Rambam says yes, and the Ravid and the Ritva would say no. So that's the three approaches that Lamaisa, we wanted to bring out and conceptually how Tochid Edivor, the mechanics work. Now, once we say that, I want to now bring it back to this Rashbam and see if we can plug in some terutzim that are said for this Rashbam. Again, we said the Rashbam said that Tochid Edivor back on Kuf Chav Zayin and Beis, you cannot be chozer bo. So what is that all about? So it could be, the Beis Yosef writes here that no son calls his no one calls an Eved his son. No one does that. Even I was thinking, you know, the Yushalmi says in the Mishnah Brachas that Rav Gamliel was Mekabel Tanchum Tevi Avdo. So the Yushalmi there says he was Chaviv Kibno. He was such a great Eved Tevi Avdo. He was Chaviv Kibno. But no one's going to actually say it. Even if it was Chavav, you know, you have to actually say it, my son, you know. That's what I was thinking. But whatever it is, since there's a Chazakah established, and it's like an Anan Sahadi Lamaisa, therefore, I think it fits well that Schus Chazara was not given when it's B'makam a Chazakah. There's a Chazakah here. No one would do that. So if you say B'ni, you can't change back to Evid. Once you establish that there's a Chazakah, no one's going to call his Eved his son. So therefore, if you're against the Chazakah, the Schus Chazara was not given. I think it fits better to say Schus Chazara. I was thinking maybe you could say it's an extension, but it against the Chazakah, maybe not. But I think it fits better if it's a Schus Chazara. That's the Beis Yosef's shot. Now, the Prisha points out there on the bottom of the Beis Yosef there that it's Meduyuk Lamaisa. It's Meduyuk in the Gemara. Like the tour, because the tour, it doesn't mention this exception. It doesn't mention the Chazak or an Anatzadi is an exception. So the tour argues on the Rashbam and says, Lamais, you should be able to be Chozer Bo Tochid Edivor. But nonetheless, the Parisha says that the Rashbam understood it, Lamaisa, that it's like a case of Avodah Zarah, it's like a case of Kedushin Gerushin, that Lamaisa, you're done. And you have no Schus Chazara, and that's it. That's what the Beis Yosef says pshat. Now, with the addition of that of the Prisha. Then Muki Yosef here on the spot has a different shot. Muki Yosef has a shot where he says that you're given Lamaisa the ability of Yaker. He says, Ein Havchana after Havchana. So I thought the shot was is that Ein Havchana after Havchana. It's a Chiddush to say Yaker. And since it's a Chiddush to say Yaker, that's it. Once you're done, you're done. Hey, look up all the Chidusho. And it's kind of like you were given a schus to say Yaker to say Bini. You're not given a schus to be chozer on that. So I thought also that the schus Chazara would fit in well with this Nimuka Yosef. However, the third answer I want to give is Lamaisin the Stiper. Zatzal. The Stiper wants to say, and I thought this fit in better with the extension of the statement. The Stifler wants to say that you have an extension of your statement if the same koch of the second dibor is the same as the first. But the second koch is not as strong because you're saying he's an evet. You only have the koch to say yakar on a bni. You don't have the koch to say avdi. So maybe the extension of the statement is only when they're the same weight, the same koch, says the Stifler. And therefore, in such a case, you're not neman to say bini and then say avdi. Because that notion of talking to dibur is an extension of the statement if they're the same kach of the diburim. But the first dibur is much stronger. And therefore it's not chas. So I thought the stipe would fit much better with the extension of the statement. Now the last pshat I want to see, actually the two other pshatim. The next pshat is Dor Sameach. Dor Sameach says that Tokidei Dibor is only Lamaisa on a situation of you don't have the ability to only have something that has a nafkamina on a halos lahavo on the future. But something with sha'avar on the past that's done, it's done, is beniz already, is my son. It's something, a past tense thing. So therefore, it's not a halos, it's not a halos. So since it's not a halos, it's considered to be not given tokhari, but only something that's halos lahavo. I what do you do about Megadev? So he says, Megadev Lamaisim, why do you have to point out that there's no Tokhari deeper by that? Why in theory would there be? Because Megadev is like a constant being an Akbikiris. That's a constant thing. So it's this constant thing of being an Akbikiris. So therefore you need to still be Mechadish to us that you don't have Tokhari deeper. Theory, you should have. The Xos, in quotes from his brother, that I guess Kozma, you don't do tshuva. Kozma, you don't do. You're Moirim Yad. That's what he wants to say. The Xos quotes his brother from Megadev and says it's wrong against Dor Sameach, and says that you see from Megadev that even Lashavar there is a din of Tokhari Dibur. So the Xos against that, like what Rav Sarfati speak to saying. So that's the next to last answer. And then the last answer, I believe, is the pshat of the Bach, which I think is the Meiri. Okay? The Meiri has a comment here. I want to read it to you. Yesh ormen l'sayayes divrehem shelo nomar tokedei dibor ki dibor el shomer dibor achron bederech hazara avim yishomru kimi she'eno margish u'mechavim l'hachish yeduso harishon edu shniyehi. So what does this Yeshon mean? It says in the notes here in the bottom, Loma Tzati B'Rishon V'Harbe Yeshon V'Shita Chadash Azu. I thought the Meir is based on the Bach here. The Bach says the only time you get Tokhari Dibur is when you do it Baufin Shechazara. When I'm trying to fix and revise my first comment. But when I make a second comment, which is totally divorced and disconnected, and I'm not trying to revise it and refix it, then you're done. You don't have Tokhari Dibur. And in that sense, when you say Bini, and then you say Avdi, you're not trying to revise and refix it. And therefore, Lamaisa, I think maybe this is the Pshat in this Yeshom and the Miri is the Bach. And therefore that fits well. Again, if it's a Schus Chazara, you have to do it both in Schus Chazara. But if you're not doing both, so I'm not trying to, it's a subtle difference. But I was thinking about it. In other words, if I'm trying to refix it and revise it, fine. But if I'm just saying no, that it's Bini and Avdi, I'm sorry. It's two different comments, and that's it. That's why I wanted to say the Pshat is the Miri with the Bach. Okay, so Lamaisa, This is the well, what this is. So this possibility, Lamaisa. Okay, this possibility. You know, they say a story about is Zvuv supposed to be a what is it? The Yetzer Hara. So they say a story. And it's a great Tamachach, a big Talmud of Rav Moshe. They say someone used to say that there was a fly never touched, you know, in the summer, Rav Moshe's head. That's what they used to say. So it's a big Tamachach. The Talmud, he says, I learn by him all the time. Of course it happened, Lamais, he said. Rav Moshe was the Gadol Hador, but you know, you have to say the Emes. So didn't touch my okay. So that's what I wanted to start off with. Okay, now let's just now. There's three nakudas I want to get to in general. What is and then we'll get back to Yibli Neder. What is the shear of Tokadei Dibor? So there really are three shitas. The Gemara Baba Kama and Gilmaves has Shom Lecha Rebbe Amori. The Yushalmi and Shvuas in Pirik Beis Olacha Gimel has Shom Lecha Rebbe. And there's a Torah Raphael that says another Yushalmi in Brachas says Shalom Aleichem. So really there are three shirim of words. And then there is the Turi Evin Amakas says it's 11 letters. The amount of time to spell out, enunciate 11 letters. And then there is the Amudei Eish that says it means, I believe, five syllables. Five syllables. You spell out Shom Aleichem Rebbe on five or eight. Eight syllables. So Shmona Havaris. Eight syllables. So you have two words, three words, four words. You have a spell. The Turi Evin, in the Guru Sarim Makas Davov, says 11 letters. Or the Amudei Eish says it means eight syllables. Okay, so that's the first nekud I wanted to mention. Second nekud is there's an important machloikis in Nazar Daf Chaf. What is Tokadei Dibor? Okay, what is it? In other words, do you have to make your comment within that gap of Shom Aleichem Rebbe, or do you have to make the comment immediately right afterwards? Now, Poshup Shat, we paskin like the second sheet immediately right afterwards. Because if you hold like Rabbi Tom, then the whole point is to be able to say hi to your Rebbe. By the time you've done that, it's too late already. Problem is that the Gemara quotes a brisa for Reish Lakish that it means within that time. So it's a bit of a pella, but I think we paskin, as it says Shulchan Aruch Reish Vav, that you're not supposed to be masik between the brachas when you eat. Yosef Mikdei Dibor, and the Mishabrus says Shalom Lechem Rebbe Umori, in the Sharsim, and the Taz says Shalom Lechem Rebbe Umori. The Mishabrus says Shalom Lechem Rebbe. The Taz says Shalom Lechem Rebbe Umori. So that Gemara and that Lashon is Loye Ravka Lashavka. There's a Gemara's Lashon on Chaf and Baruch. Now, what were you asking from Nazir now? I can't hear you. Yes, we're going to get to it. Excellent. Ellie, maybe we'll get back to your kasha later, okay? All right. Okay. That's the second nekud I wanted to mention, okay? And the third nekud is there's a very, very beautiful Divri Yecheskel on the topic of Tokadei Dibor. He actually has a suffix there. Is the Tokadei Dibor subjective? Like a guy talks fast or a guy talks slow? Does it depend on how you talk or is it objective? Okay, so the Chuvis Kol Mavasser says it depends upon subjectively. Like if a guy is mafsik, like in Kriya Shema, and the din is your masha, today Ligmor Kulo, so then you got to start over. That's dependent on you. So he says it depends on how you speak, but the Divya Chelskel says not that way. He says it depends objectively on what we assume a regular guy would speak three words. Okay. Fine. So I just wanted to point out before we get to your kashas and how we plug in these rishonim, just regarding toes, just one naftimita. Minchas Chinuch points out in Mitzvah Dalid that by Kiddush Achodesh, if they made a mistake and they try to fix the Tokadei Dibor, it wouldn't work because afilu mutoin afilu shogegin. So if you work the third approach, it's a very sharp Kiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. And if you take the approach of the Ran that you're Gomer Das, and it's a Schus Chazara, but you've been Gomer Das on this, then if a guy became Nishtatata, if a guy did a Kinyan, let's say, or whatever, he did some deal, and within 3 seconds it became a Shaita, then you would say it would blow up, because your Gemiris Das doesn't finish till 3 seconds afterwards. So I wanted to point out those two Nafkaminas. Okay. So, Lamaisa, first thing is, I want to mention here, is that according to the Ron, what you pointed out very nicely, according to the Ron, which is Schus Chazara, how do you work the whole Gemara in Nedarim, famous Gemara about Kriya, Chamon Litzlan, if a person thought his father had died, he tore Kriya, and the father didn't die till after the Kriya, but within Tokeli Dibur. Gemara says it's good. If it's after Tokeli Dibur, it's not good. What on earth does that have to do with Tokeli Dibur at all? With Schus Chazara? What are you being chosenable for? Right? In fact, Toysvis Lamaisa asks it on Kufchav Testament Beis, and he says basically it's a low plug. Yeshom low plug Rabbanan. Right? Tysus asked it on top of Kufchav Testament Beis. He asked the Kash, he says it's a low plug. Maybe one could say Lamaisa, that's what he asks on Rabbeinu Tam, because Rabbeinu Tam said, how is that a Rabbeinu Tam said mid Rabbanan, it's a Schus Chazara. How does that plug into the Kriya? It says low plug. So how would the Ron work that Gemara? So how would the Ron work that Gemara? The Ron, who says it's a Schus Chazara on a level of the Araisa, probably would have to say that Lamaisa, there is an element of the Shir of Tokeli Dibur extends your sentence to have a Gemiras Das. To have a Gemiras Das, you need the extension of that statement. But the Ron will also have to hold that there is an element of an extension of the statement. The extension of the statement might be touched up as of having Gemir Das, but Tokeli Dibur is an extension of a statement. There is an element, a component, even according to the Ron, that holds this approach. Otherwise, we never been able to understand that Gemara by Kriya. That's what you're going to have to say, Lamais, according to the Ron. That the extension, the Rechazko says, the extension allows you to have Gemir Das, but there is a window of extension. That window of extension allows you to be Mazbe the Gemara by Kriya. That the Kriya will be Samud to the death of the father, Rahman al-Islam. So that's the first Nakud I wanted to mention. Second Nakud is Rabbeinu Tam that holds it's the Rabbanon. He said, Beferish, there's many Gemaras in Shas, Makis, talking about Eidus Shabbal and Shas Abal Kula, Gemara in Shvuas about Shvuas Eidus, Gemara in Nazar about a Nazar. Gemara utilizes Tokeli Dibur. If the whole thing is the Rabbanon, how does that work? How does it work according to Rabbeinu Tam? So the Imre Bina says Nedarim are Kal because it's Issa B'Shelim. You can be Matar Nedarim. So therefore, Lamaisa, it's like the Chacham have the ability to be Okar B'Kum Vesing. Or Lamaisa, the Sheet of Gebetza says in Nedarim it's Migdar Milsa. Migdar Milsa, we know they can do a B'Kum Vesing. But Lamaisa, the Divri Yecheskel says two Nakudas I want to say over. One Nakud is he says that, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Chazar is the Rabbanah. But there is no doubt the extension of the three words to the period at the end of the sentence is the Araisa. Again, you see that you have to assume that even though according to Rabbeinu Tam, he will hold on a level of the Araisa, there is an extension. The Durabun is the ability to be Choser Bum. Number two, he says, once the Rabbanan gave you the ability to be Choser Bum, once the Rabbanan gave you the ability to be Choser Bum, it's in people's minds on a level of the Araisa, and you're not Gomer Das until the end of the Shir of Tokeli Dibur. That's what the two Nakudas, and that will forever Lamaisa, that will forever all the Gemaras, Lamaisa, that will forever all the Gemaras that you could ask on the Rabbeinu Tam. Yes, Ellie.
Doesn't the Dibur have to say, Chazara works with the Raisa, and the Chazara even immediately after, and the Shir of Tokeli Dibur...
No, he says the Chazara has been Rabbanan. He says the Chazar is Midrabanan.
They say they're unpacking because a guy won't say Shalta Jevi because he won't be able to be Chayzer. Why is before the Tokeli Dibur, how is that be able to be Chayzer? Obviously, even
the
first
Tosus
is
going to be causing
the
Raisa. No. Tosus is saying that's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. Since the mitzvah of Kriya is only Midrabanan, fits very well. The Rabbanan or Misaki. Kriya is Midrabanan, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam says it. But anything that's the Raisa is going to be a problem. So he says that the extension was the Raisa, that the Takana B'Chosobo is the Rabbanan. He says Beferish that. But he says the Nakud is once the Rabbanan also made this Takana, then people were in Gomer Das. Now, Lamaisa, other mitzvahs the Rabbanan, you're not going to say that about. Let's say a mitzvah the Rabbanan has a Zman. So you do the mitzvah the Rabbanan right before the Zman. Let's say Sphere Somers, Zman is at the Rabbanan. So a guy does a Tokeli Dibur, you're not going to be Yotze. Kriya has no Zman, though. So since Kriya has no Zman, that could be, if you do it 3 seconds before the death, that would be good, halach l'maisa, for a person to what? Person to be yotze. Okay, so that would be the chiddush l'maisa that would come out, you'd be able to forempher the Rabbeinu Tam. But it's clear, l'maisa, that Rabbeinu Tam, and as I started off from the beginning, the Rav Avbeis holds it through a banan, and Tosfos, the next Tosfos, holds it through a raisa. Because Tosfos holds, it's exerts a kosev to not to be chozer bo from what? From Avodah Zarah. So obviously the institution of Tokei de Dibur is the Araisa. So the very next Tais is Cholik on the previous Tais, Rabbeinu Tam, that says the Rabbanon. You see the institution of what? You see the institution of Tokei de Dibur is the Araisa. And we'll get to B'li Neder, God willing, we'll get to the Rashbam about that as well. But Lamaisi, you see there's a fundamental machloikis whether the institution of Tokei de Dibur is the Araisa or the Rabbanon. Now, if we take this a step further, if we get to now the exceptions, let's get to the exceptions now. The exceptions to the rule, are Avodah Zarah, Kedushin, and the Gemara in the Dara mentions Gittin and Gerushin. So Taisa says it's included. Mekadosh included Avodah Zarah, and Gerushin's included in Kedushin. That's what Taisa learns. Now, the Rambam has two other exceptions. The Rambam has Makdish and Mamer also is not considered to be good Tokei de Dibur, halacha l'maisa. And the din is that what's the din about Megadeth? As I said, it's either Takanas Chomer or Gzeres HaKasuv. But the bottom line is that why would I think that any Averi can retract? If a person B'chal Shabbos or Yitzchazer, you can't retract that. So it must be that the Megadev is through Dibur, but it's through your Kavanas Alev. Since it's through your Kavanas Alev, you should have the ability to be Chozobo. Kamashma, no, it's so serious, you don't have the ability to be Chozobo. I would have a Havamina, though, that you could. Whereas Mekalel Oviv, which is not as Chomor, you have to say, even though it is a Chiv Misa, the Shittim Gubetza says it would be Nitan de Chazara. Mekalel Oviv would be Nitan de Chazara. Allah Halamaisa, it would be Nitan de Chazara. So since it would be Nitan B'Chazara, because it's totally B'Kavanas Alev, it would be Chozobo. Mekad, if not, but Mekal of Avivimo would be. Makal of Avivimo is a Maisa, you can't fix that. But if a guy spoke Lashon Hara, that's Dibur, but it's done already. But it's not totally B'Kavanas Alev. Since it's totally B'Kavanas Alev, Mekalo, you could be Chozobo, and Mekad, if not, that would come out that din. Now, the Rambam and Tosfos Menachos say, B'Hektish, you're not allowed to be Chozobo, Tokei de Dibur. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to be Allah l'maisa. Amir l'gavora k'misir l'hedjah tami. Which is shvir, because misir l'hedjah, we learn at Kuf Yudal, kinyanim could be chozobo from. So the Kso says that the first amir is stronger than the second amir. Because amir l'gavora k'misir l'hedjah tami, and therefore the second amir cannot undo the first one. And therefore the Kso says that it doesn't work Allah l'maisa to be chozobo by hektish, but L'maisa, we know the Mechaber writes by Kinyanim ki b'chozerbo. It's a Pella. The Taz says by Matani you can't be chozerbo. And the Afla writes by Kinyanim you can't be chozerbo. It's against the Shulchan Aruch. The Taz is against also the Shulchan Aruch. It's very difficult to say that Allah l'maisa. But the bottom line is that l'maisa, the Shramim has six different exceptions to the rule, not just four. And I forgot to mention Hafara. Hafara is one of those categories where, you know, it's D'Araisa. How could have been a time to say that? So again, we're saying that Chiddush is the Divi Cheska, that the Chazar is the Rabbana, but the extension Lamaisa is considered to be what? Is considered to be Minat Torah. Okay, so also, I want to just get to the exceptions at the end here about Kedushin. How does the Rashbam learn this? The Rashbam learns this that it's a Suffolk Kedushin. Not like the Ron. Not like the Ron that says it's a good Kedushin Minat Torah. He says it's a Suffolk Kedushin. So the Shittim Kupetzis learns shot in the Rashbam. It must be the Rashbam holds that Tokei de Dibur is the Araisa. The institution is the Araisa, and therefore he should be able to be Chozer Bo. That's what eats into and makes it a Suffolk. If you learn from Minatam, it's very smooth. The whole institution is the Rabbana. They weren't Mesakin Chazara by what? By Avodah Zarah, by Kedushin. The Rashbam has to stand on his head and say what? Rashbam has to stand on his head and say, even if you came up with a Bininav, we learned it in Avodah Zarah, or you came up with a Kal V'Chomer, we wouldn't do it as a Chumrah. We wouldn't do it as a Chumrah. Afakadas Medina, we'd be Machmer. But if you hold the whole institution of Tokhen Edibur as the Rabbanon, they didn't misakein the Chazar of Tokhen Edibur by these 4 years. According to Ben Atam, it fits well. It's very beautifully. But if you learn Lamaisa like the Rashbam, that it's considered to be Midiraisa, if you learn that it was Diraisa, which the Shin Gvet says he does, that makes it a Suffolk Kedushin. But why did the Rashbam take it all the way like the Ron? What did the Ron say? The Ron said it's good Kedushin in the Torah because you're Gomer Das by Kedushin Gerushin. If the Rashbam holds like the Ron, it's Diraisa, not like Rabbin and Tom, why did he say the whole way? Why does he say that it's a Suffolk? And in Shulchan Aruch it says Beferish that it's what? Bein Luchum Rabbein Lekulu, you cannot be Chozer Bo by Kedushin. That's what the Mechaber Paskins. That's what the Mechaber Paskins Allah Lamaisa. So, what's the Pshat Lamaisa? So you have to say that the Rashbam, the Pshat in the Rashbam, Lamaisa, and Beis Yosef, the same, the Chuvas Rabbam says it's good, Minat Tayr, it's a Ran, it's in the Chuvas, it comes out the Ran in the Dharm, the Shitaso, comes out very good. So what did the Rashbam, Lamaisa, held, that you have to say that the institution of Tokhen Edibur is the Arisa, and therefore, I said Kedushin, Tokhen Edibur, I want to retract it so it should make it a clash, and it shouldn't be any Kedushin. But the Rashbam didn't hold to the Gemiris Das. He held Lamai, he didn't hold like that Gemiris Das far of the Ran, and therefore he held not that way, he held that at least it shafts a Suffolk, and therefore it comes out that just on the Daf, the Rabbeinu Tam holds it to Rabbanan, Taisus holds it to Yeraisa, the Rashbam were also proving that holds it to Yeraisa, but how you learn the exception is a branch machloikas. They branch off between the Rashbam and the Ran, halachomais, and the Rabbeinu Tam. The Ran and the Rabbeinu Tam, for different reasons, will hold that it's a kedushin minat Torah. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, they didn't make the takana. According to the Ran minat Torah, there's no chazar. According to the Rashbam, though, since it's the Raisa, it shafts what? It shafts the suffik, halachomais. And this is interesting because there's a Gemara in the kedushin that says, if you say me'achshu lachash loshim yom, it's a suffik chazar. But I thought there's no chazara when it comes to Kedushin. So the Beis Yosef says there's no chazara when there's a hefsik. When there's a hefsik, there's no chazara. If there's no hefsik, then there is a chazara. And the Rashba, who asked the same question during Kedushin, says, no, you were me'achshu lachshom before you gave over the Kedushin. If you gave over the Kedushin, echanami, it would be too late. So according to Rashba, even if there is no hefsik, even without a hefsik, there's no chazara when it comes to Kedushin, halacha lamaisa. And it comes out, lamaisa, that if you would create a situation where you do not want to uproot the Kedushin, you want to mekayim the Kedushin. Let's say you do Tokhen Edibur, chetzi pruta, half a pruta, then another half a pruta, would that be good? So according to the Rav Miluim, he says it would be chal. According to Rashbam, there's no chumrah. The whole thing is a chumrah. There's no chumrah here. It's not mistaber to have the chumrah. Why shouldn't it be good? But according to the Ran, you're gomer das after you did a little bit. So you're done. It wouldn't be a good Kedushin, halacha lamaisa. So it comes out, Eli, now, what was your kasha originally now by Matana? Say again, the kasha.
It's not a Jinn Chazara that we're saying. The first thing he said is kind of
right.
Going after the first thing he said. I don't understand how that fit with the idea that we say it's only a Jinn Chazara.
So that's what I'm saying to you, based on what we're saying. According to the Ran, it's not just the Skus Chazara. The Ran recognizes, just like he has to recognize the Gemara by Kriya. He recognizes that there is an extension of the statement. It's not just the Skus Chazara. He has to recognize. Basically, what we've said, according to the Ran, who says, he also has to recognize an extension of the statement. We said, according to Rabbi Tam, who said it's a, what do you do with all these Gemaras of the Arisa? He also has to recognize an extension of the statement. So you can read that Gemara like that as well. Okay? And then and the Rashbam, that we're saying that, the Rashbam, or that we're saying that it's considered to be an extension, it's an extension. It's always an extension in different areas, so then it should be... No, so that's what forced him to say that certain areas it's a chumrah. Because it's an extension, why be mechalek? He holds the major motif is the extension. Then that's forced to say that all these things are what? A chumrah. A chumrah, because why would you be mechalek? So that's the chiddush. That's the mechalek I wanted to say about Tokhen Edibur, Kedibur Domi, and that's the pshat lamais we could suggest, perhaps in the Rashbam. Okay, we have 5 minutes. I just want to point out, we don't have time to go through it now at great length, but the Ramban asks Akasha here, I think Rabbi Kivager's been signing it right here. I kuf kov zayin abez, a gillion of shas. He says, Gemara b'chazor avdi, ayin b'chushi Ramban lama gimel mezir masko, am reb zeyru. What's the Ramban saying lama gimel? He says, I don't understand why you're not believing with the migu. First you said b'ni, and then you said avdi. Right? So by avdi, you're trying to get rid of what? The Yerusha, but there's another result. You're making a pasul the kahuna and pasul the yuchsin. So the bottom line is, he says, you should be believing with the migu, because you have a migu to give a matana to any one of the other kids. Not to this kid that you said b'ni. So why aren't you believed to say avdi? Avdi, you want to get him out. You don't want to give him any rush. You could have given it to all the other kids. So the Ramban is mechadish. We don't say amigu lechetzi taina. Migu lechetzi taina lo amrinu. What does that mean? It means when you say avdi, there's two results. The guy's pasul akal yuchsin, and he's not going to get any rusha. The migu here is to give all your matana to the kids. That only speaks to the Yerusha, to another kid. That doesn't speak about psul yuchsin. Meaning the theoretical claim only covers half of the first claim. The results of the first claim is double, two-pronged. The theoretical claim only covers one, and the Ramban says that's what we call amigu lechetzi taina lo amrinu. That's what the Ramban is mechadish. Now, the Ritva and the Rashba ask the same kasha, though, on the next case, chilufin beis meches, where you said avdi ubni. Now, in that case, they ask, lemaisa, they ask, why aren't you believe with amigu? So they say, because amigu cannot go against yakir. Now that's Ritva Lishitasa and the Rashba Lishitasa, you're believed to say on your child, you're a mamzer. Some Rishonim say, Shulti Gemara says, you only believe to say your b'ni. But the Ritva and Rashba say you're allowed to say it. So if you say like that teretz, that forempers the Kashan Ramban. That forempers the Kashan Ramban. You're going to say b'ni u'avdi, you can't say amigu against yakir. You're done. So maybe the Ritva and the Rashba hold that migu l'tayin amrinin. That's why they didn't give this teretz. Maybe the Ramban is arguing with the Ritva and the Rashba whether you'll migu l'chetzi tayin amrinin or lo amrinin. What does it depend upon? So Rabbi Chana has in both chalakim, as Rav Safati Shlita pointed out to me, it's not just chelik al, it's a chelik beis, kobet shirin ba'abas os kufim dalet, and chelik beis simin gimel v'os dalet ad os vav. He basically says that migu is two approaches to a migu, famous in all the yeshivas. Is it considered to be beerer? I could have made a better lie, so believe me on this, because I could have made a better lie. It's a mali l'shaker, it's a beer, it's a hochacha. Or no? Do we call that a kocha taina? Kocha taina means since theoretically I believed on the second one, we streamlined that nemanus to what I'm saying now. It's like a teretz akasul. I heard a good mashal once from Moshe Terigan Shlita. I thought it was a very good mashal. You're in war. You got a bunch of takes on the front line. You have F-15s in the back. Without the F-15s in the back, the tanks aren't so chashuv. But the fact that I have the F-15s in the back is mechazik the tanks. So it could be, and we'll see, God willing, when we learn Kuflam Adal, Kuflam Adhei, steers and tices. There's a steer from Kuflam Adal, there's a Kuflam Adhei, I'm an opportunity to toss. Do you say, Migu Lechatzi Tain Amrinit? If you hold Koch Atayna, then you could say, Migu Lechatzi Tain Amrinit. Streamline what I'm believed on. It covers what? Covers, like for example, a guy says, B'ni. If you say B'ni, your wife's going to be put from Yibum, but she will not be able to marry a Kohen. She will not, if you hold Migu Lechatzi Tain Amrinit. But if you hold Migu Lechatzi Tain Alo Amrinit, it's a Birur. Why would I want to make that better claim? It's not a better claim. It only has one result, not two. The first claim I'm making has two. So that's not a Malin Shaker. So your result would be you move Chetzi Tain Alo Amrinit, and you wouldn't be Neman at all. Nothing. So I want to say the machlekes Ramban and Ritva against Ritva and the Rashba here is whether you hold Migul Chetzi Tain Alo Amrinit. Now the Ramban later on you'll see holds L'shitaso Migul Chetzi Tain Alo Amrinit, because he holds when you say in that case B'ni, you're only interested in her being Pater from Yibi. You could care less whether Shemir is a Kohen. So for you, it's like you're only focusing on the one result. So it's a good Migu. You looked at the whole panorama of thing of Migu Chetzi Tain Alo Amrinit. But he says, Kevin Hutra Hutra. But the Ramban really holds in the Rashbam in Cheskes Abatim, and also on in Cheskes Abatim, Lamaisa Rashbam holds Lamaisa Migu Lechetzi Tain Alo Amrinu, which is Soser, the Tumim writes on Kuflam Adalim and Veis, where the Rashbam seems to say Migu Lechetzi Tain, we would say. So the way the Shara Melech and the Tumim want to say it is, as long as the two claims don't exclude one another, don't contradict each other, then Migu Lechetzi Tain would be good. But when they contradict each other, it's not acceptable. So if you say B'ni, You could give all your gifts to your bini too. That's not a stira. Then I could say migul lechetzi tana amrina. But when I say girashti ishti, or you say ishti bonim, that's a stira. Can you marry the kohen? That's when you say migul lechetzi tana lo amrina. But maybe that's kufa namachleik. So on this case in the Gemara, you have the topic of tochari dibor, and you have that topic of migul lechetzi tana. Okay, stop here.